he can't read a my polka face.
She's got to love nobody.
Can't read mine, can't read mine. No, he can't read a my polka face.
She's got to love nobody.
Pa-pa-pa polka face, pa-pa polka face.
Ma-ma-ma-ma.
Pa-pa-pa polka face, pa-pa polka face.
Hey!
Womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer, baby. You are, you are. Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
Womanizer.
Boy, don't try to front, I know just what you are. Boy, don't try to front, I know just what you are. You say I'm crazy, I've got your crazy. You're nothing but a womanizer. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down, down.
You spin my head
right round when you go down, when you go down.
Hey!
Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night.
Day and night,
the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, it's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now. And I was like, baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. I thought you'd always be mine. So what? I'm still a rock star, I've got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun, and now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright, I'm just fine, and you're a tool. So what? I am a rock star, I've got my rock moves, and I don't want you tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. Kissed a girl just to try it.
I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it. And I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, cause everything is never as it seems. Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the throne, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka, blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue tab, got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Shouties like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay, stuck on replay, stuck on replay, 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 a a a a. Baby, are you down, 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 down? Baby, are you down? I'm only gonna break, break your, break, break your heart. I'm only gonna break, break your, break, break your heart. I'm only gonna break, break your, break, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your heart. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the polka don't stop.
No.
Yodel oh lady, yodel oh lady.
Pa-pa-polka face, pa-pa-polka face.
Pa-pa-pa-polka face, pa-pa-polka face.
Oh no, you can't read my pa-pa-polka face. Talk about my polka face. Pa-pa-pa-polka face.
Hey! What is up? And welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Polka Face by the one and only Weird Al Yankovic. I've been talking about this for a little bit. I kind of hinted to it a few weeks ago when I did my covers episode, but I am a huge fan of Weird Al Yankovic, and today we will be counting down my top 10 favorite Weird Al parody songs. Now, Polka Face is an honorable mention because it technically does not qualify as a parody since it is more of a kind of amalgamation polka cover of a of multiple songs in one song. I played you a few weeks ago, I played you Now That's What I Call Polka, which is his most recent one, which has like Get Lucky, all the Pumped Up Kicks, Sexy and I Know It. This one's a little older, it has Shoddy's Like a Melody, Fireflies, stuff like that. This is probably my favorite of his polka medleys, and I wanted to give it the honorable mention spot before we got into the top 10. Now, for those who don't know, Weird Al is a professional parody musician. He plays the accordion, and he's been doing this for almost 50 years now. Probably a little less than 50 years, because I know he started when he was a teenager with his accordion, and he released music, and he got big, and his big thing that I've always found so fascinating is he always asks artists for permission to parody their songs. And there's actually a lot of very funny stories of artists refusing. But on the topic of Polka Face, which is one of Lady Gaga's songs, Weird Al released, unfortunately didn't make the list, but Weird Al released a parody of Born This Way called Perform This Way. And after he wrote it, he reached out to Lady Gaga and her agency to ask for permission. And it never went directly to Lady Gaga. The agent, her agent stopped it and said, no, she doesn't want this, no. And so Weird Al was like, okay. And he kind of kept it to himself. I think he had it, he couldn't sell it. So he just like, I think he released it for charity or something. But Lady Gaga found out, and Lady Gaga was a very big fan of Weird Al. And she ended up firing the agent that never actually told her that he was interested in making a parody. And then she said, please, please, like, release this officially. And then he released it on that following album, which was this album, Alpocalypse, which came out in 2011. And then the other big story is when Paul McCartney refused to let him parody Live and Let Die as Chicken Pot Pie. That's like the big Weird Al parody that never got officially released. So now that you guys know a little bit about Weird Al, Weird Al's deal, we'll get into his parody songs, which vary from a variety of topics, but they're all very big songs. And a thing that someone has said this, in an interview, but they say, you know, you've made it in music when Weird Al wants to parody your song. So starting off at number 10, we have his song based on the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way is eBay. That's the name that he gave it, is eBay. So number 10, eBay by Weird Al. Enjoy.
Yeah. A used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a Smurf TV tray I bought on eBay. My house is filled with this crap, shows up in bubble wrap most every day. What I bought on eBay, tell me why
I need another pet rock,
tell me why
I got that Alf alarm clock, tell me why
I bid on Shatner's old toupee that had it on eBay. I'll buy your knick-knack, just check
is liable to snipe you with 2 seconds left to go. Whoa, got PayPal or Visa, whatever'll please ya, as long as I've got the dough. I'll buy your tchotchkes, sell me your watch, please. I'll buy.
So that was number 10, which is it's a good song, and I like the subject matter. I think it's funny, and I love all the references he makes to classic eBay. So that's number 10. Number 9 comes from his most recent album, which by recent it is not that recent. It came out in 2014. Yes, it's been almost 10 years since he came out with a full album. He's released stuff here and there. I've heard recently he's working on a lot more original stuff now. So I don't know if we'll ever get the return of the full parody album. But this one is a good one. The video is very funny. It is a parody of Iggy Azalea's Fancy featuring Charlie XCX. Here is Weird Al and Handy.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
Where you going? Your disposal is rusted.
Rusted.
Termite problem making you disgusted.
Yuck.
When your front window is busted. Just one name that's always trusted.
I'm so handy. You already know. I'll fix your plumbing when your toilets overflow. I'm so handy. But bring your up to code when your dishwasher's about to explode.
Now you see that your furnace is needing some service. I'm fully bonded, no need to be nervous. Perhaps you would like a new counter for Micah. Your combo washer dryer, but all your pipes are antique. Your water pressure's too weak. You got an attic full of dry rot, cause your roof sprung a leak. Your fridge is starting to reek. Your hardwood floors really squeak. But don't you worry, I'll just show you my amazing technique. Now let me glue that, and screw that. Any random chore you got, well, I can do that. Or maybe I'll just rewire your house for fun. I got 99 problems, but a switch ain't one.
I'm so handy.
Your patio. I'm so handy. I'm the guy to know when your leaf blower doesn't blow. Patch the drywall, clean your gutters and mow the lawn. Make that phone call. I'll install anything you want. Yeah, check it.
rocket my screwdriver. Got the whole world thinking I'm a MacGyver. Your heating bills are shocking. I can solve that with some duct tape and some caulking. Your house is a disaster, huh? Need a guy who's a master with a plaster, huh? Let me be your stripper. Taking off lacquer, no one does it quicker.
I don't really know what else to say about that one. But definitely if you, you should check out the video. I think you should check out the video. I think this album, Mandatory Fun, had a lot of very, very interesting and unique videos. But I think in my opinion, this one and one other from that album, which is a little higher up on the list, I definitely think you should check out both of those videos. Now, the next one is rather funny because the song itself pokes fun at the original artists that performed the song and just how they perform in general. But this is actually one of Weird Al's biggest hits, and it's beloved by the band that released the original song that it's parodying. So here at number 8 is Smells Like Nirvana, a parody of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
What is this song all about? Can't
that video specifically, the Smells Like Nirvana video, is also a full parody of the original Smells Like Teen Spirit video. So I highly recommend checking out. Honestly, all of these songs, actually most of these songs, I think a couple of them don't have videos, but most of these songs have videos, and most of the videos are very good. Weird Al has amazing music videos to go along with his songs. Some of them directly parody the original music video. Some of them, when he chooses a different topic for the song, something specific, he goes off on his own and he makes a really, really unique video. I highly recommend checking out his videos. But moving on to number 7. This is also from his 2011 album, Alpocalypse. It is a parody of Miley Cyrus' Party in the USA, except he put a little twist on it. And this, at number 7, is Party in the CIA.
To Langley recently with a plain and simple dream. Wanna infiltrate some third world place and topple their regime. Those men in black with their mansion suitcases, where everything's on a need to know basis. Agents got that swagger, everyone's so cloak and dagger. I'm feeling nervous, but I'm really kinda wishing for an undercover mission. That's when the red alert came on the radio and I put my earpiece on. Dark sunglasses on, and I had my weapon drawn. So I get my handcuffs, my cyanide pills, my classified dossier. Timing the phones like, yeah. Shredding the files like, yeah. I memorized all the enemy's spies. I gotta neutralize today. Yeah. It's a party in the CIA. Yeah. It's a party in the CIA. I've done a couple of crazy things that have almost gotten me dismissed. Like terminate some head of state who wasn't even on my list. Burn that microfilm, buddy, will you? I tell you why, but then I'd have to kill you. You need a quickie confession. We'll start a waterboarding session. No hurry on this South American dictator. I'll assassinate him later. That's when he walked right in my laser sights. And my silencer was on. And another target's gone. Yeah, we got our black ops all over the world, from Kazakhstan to Bombay. Paying the bribes like, yeah. Plugging the leaks like, yeah. Interrogating the scum of the earth. We'll break them by the break of day. Yeah. It's a party in the CIA. Yeah. It's a party in the CIA. Need a country to stay.
So that's number 7, Party in the CIA. The video of this one is animated, which is very funny because of how kind of graphic and adult the subject matter is, because the CIA don't play around. But I think it's funny how he kind of calls out some of the shady stuff they do, because I think some of the stuff they do is a little shady. But yeah, that's number 7. And moving right along with number 6, which is probably one of his most iconic songs. It is at number 6 because I think it's good, but there are some songs, obviously the ones in the top 5, that I think are better. But Weird Al and Michael Jackson had a good relationship where Weird Al parodied more than one of his songs. And this was the second song that Weird Al parodied, but it has blown up so much, and he performs it at every show. And it's upset some people, but it's not like super like, I don't know. You know what I mean when I play it. But here is Weird Al singing about being fat. Here's Fat, parody of Bad by Michael Jackson.
Your butt is wide, well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out, better treat me right. Cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on, ham on, ham on whole wheat. Alright. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. When I never used a phone booth and I never see my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. Come on.
Really, really fat.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. You know
really,
it.
Really fat.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. Come on.
Really, really
you
fat.
Know. Don't you call me pudgy, portly, or stout. Just tell me once again.
So that rounds out the bottom five of my top 10 Weird Al songs. Once again, just to reiterate real quick, number 10, we had eBay, a parody of I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. At 9, we had Handy, a parody of Fancy by Iggy Azalea. At number 8, we had Smells Like Nirvana, a parody of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. At number 7, We had Party in the CIA, a parody of Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. And just now we had number six, which was Fat, a parody of Bad by Michael Jackson. So we'll resume in a second, but first, a public service announcement. It takes more than good grades to get into college. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lamina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. Yeah, for people who want to go to college. I don't know why. Well, the young people, the people who are not currently in college. But getting back to the countdown to the top 10, I have to talk about, real quick, I realize I didn't talk about it before, Weird Al's biopic came out on Roku TV a few months ago, and I found it so fitting that he treated his biopic like any one of his other projects. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter played him, and the entire thing was just a parody of his life. None of it was true. He hooks up with Madonna, and he has a drug addiction, and he goes crazy, and all this stuff, and obviously that never happened. He was a very chill guy, but I like how he treated it like a parody, and it's just so fitting. But speaking of, one of the songs in the movie that is very prominent is this next one at number five, because he is with Madonna in the movie for a short period of time, so he chooses to parody one of her songs. And that song is a parody of Like a Virgin. And he changed it. He made it a little more medical with Like a Surgeon.
When the scalpel forceps and retractors.
So, that was number five, and, I think that's just a funny song because of, I find it really, really cool that, Weird Al, he dedicates the time to, making sure the references he makes in his songs are factually correct, with him naming all these different surgical tools, and I think it makes it funnier because it's more true to form, and people who are actually in that field or know these things are like, oh yeah, ha ha ha. And specifically with number four, which is also from his 2014 album Mandatory Fun, which is in my opinion the best song on that album. It is filled with factual information, but it's so funny. It is a parody of a song that has so much drama surrounding it, from the video to the actual music, and whether it was real, like whether it was original or whether it was stolen. And but this song is so good. It is, one more thing. When I went to go see Weird Al in concert, I actually got a specific concert shirt from this video. That's how much I love this shirt. I mean, how much I love this song and the shirt. And that song is a parody of Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines. But no. Weird Al's going to be talking about some word crimes.
Everybody shut up.
Learn to diagram a sentence too.
emphasis. You finished second grade, I hope you can tell if you're doing good or doing well. Better figure out the difference. Irony is not coincidence. And I thought that you'd gotten it through your skull, but what's figurative and what's literal? Oh, but just now
you said
you literally couldn't get out of bed.
What?
That really makes me want to literally smack a crowbar upside your stupid head.
I read your email.
So if there's ever a video that you should check out, it definitely should be the Word Crimes video. I think visually seeing everything that he's referencing visually is super funny and super cool. And just the way that the video transitions between different scenes and the way it pokes fun at the original Blurred Lines video is very funny. That is number four. And now we are getting into our top three. Now, number three is a very special case because it doesn't parody another song. Rather, it's meant to parody an entire band. It's not like Smells Like Nirvana, which is a specific song of the band that he chose to parody, but used it to parody the band. This is an original song that Weird Al wrote, but it is a parody of a specific band. And that band is Devo. D-E-V-O, Devo. And the song, which was actually the namesake of the album that it released on. And funnily enough, this is my favorite detail about this song. It was used in Transformers the movie, the original movie from, I think it's 1983. I have it on my watch list. I really want to watch the original Transformers animated movie. I haven't seen it yet. But apparently this song was on the soundtrack. And it's Dare to Be Stupid, a parody of Devo, the band.
Some
Do you dare to be stupid? That's the real question. But that song is so, I don't know. It's so interesting to me how Weird Al captured the sound of Devo while creating an entirely original song. And he doesn't reference Devo specifically in the song, but it's a parody of them, because the subject matter of some of their songs is sometimes a little zany, and Weird Al especially is very, very zany. And so he took, and the video too is a beautiful parody of a traditional Devo video. So if you like Devo, you should definitely check this out. If you like the song, you should definitely check it out. But yeah, that is our number three. I got to see him perform Dare to Be Stupid live, and that was really funny because he put on the classic yellow Devo jumpsuit and put on swim goggles like he did in the video, pulled his hair back in a ponytail, and just ran in place for 3 minutes the entire time he sang the song, which was so funny. Weird Al has so much energy on stage. He's so good live. He really knows how to engage an audience, and his music is very good too. Now, as we get into our final two, it was very hard for me coming up with this list because there are a lot of Weird Al songs that I love. But when I was making this list, I thought about songs that I listen to the most, songs that I know the words to the most, and songs that I've been listening to the longest. Because as we get into, especially the top five, I've been listening to these for, let's see, almost maybe eight, maybe seven, 8 years. Because I discovered Weird Al when I was, like, I think 12, 13, and I just turned 20. So, yeah, so seven, eight-ish years. Now we can get into our top two. And the top two share a similarity in the genre that Weird Al chose to parody. And I think that's why I love them so much, because it's Weird Al parodying these specific genres, these specific songs from this genre. But he does it so well, and they are so good. And I know many other Weird Al fans can agree with me that these are two of his best songs. But number two is a parody of Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio. If you've ever wondered what it's like to live with no electricity, wearing those wide-brimmed black hats and very long chin beards, Weird Al can fill you in, because this is Amish Paradise.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives.
Weird Al released so many beautiful parodies. Amish Paradise is just so clean and so perfect. And when you relate it back and compare it to its original, it's crazy just how he changed it and made it his own. The video, once again, I will talk about Weird Al's videos because they are truly beautiful, truly hilarious. Amish Paradise is no different. It is such a good video. There are interviews of Weird Al talking about the creation of this video, and there's one shot in the video where they're putting up a barn and they put the facade scaffolding, and they drop it, and he stands in the space of the roof as it falls back on him, and he did that fully practically. He didn't know if it was gonna hit him, knock him out, give him a concussion, kill him, but he did it for the video. He did it for the art, and I always think that's a funny detail with Amish Paradise. So as we get to our final number one, my favorite Weird Al song, I'm just going to reiterate the top five through two. At number five, we had Like a Surgeon, parody of Like a Virgin by Madonna. At number four, we had Word Crimes, parody of Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. At number three, we had Dare to Be Stupid, a parody of the band Devo. At number two, we just had Amish Paradise, a parody of Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio. And now, number one, my favorite Weird Al parody song is a parody of Ridin' by Chamillionaire and Crazy Bone. Weird Al really outdid himself with this one, and when I play it for you, you will understand why. Here is White and Nerdy.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My thing is moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I could sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
They see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I like to roll with the gangsters, although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy? I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. Websites. My friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. In my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
And with that, we have finished the top 10 favorite, my top 10 favorite Weird Al songs ever. That he's ever.